The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Now, the government wants to introduce a digital wallet. It's a secure mobile app that will hold digital versions of government documents like your driver's licence, your birth and marriage certificates and age verification documents. Henry McKean went out onto the street today to ask people how they would feel about using a digital wallet.
It's not a bad idea. You know, you could choose what to put on it, but it does sound a bit dodgy if you lose it and people can use it. I'd be a bit worried about
that. If somebody steals your phone and it's open.
Yeah, exactly. And then they'd have all your information.
How do you feel about a wallet with all your information on it, the whole lot, everything about you inside this digital wallet?
Personally, I wouldn't be too happy about it. Sure, all it takes is one hacker. And then he has my PBS, he has everything, he has my driver's license, my date of birth, my name. It'd just be too easy, especially with the advancement in technology. Everyone seems to be geniuses at it, and there's hackers left, right and centre. So that's gone, then most of my identity's gone. That's sort of a no.
Would you welcome a digital wallet?
Not really. I don't think it's been needed up until now. So I don't see it being needed going forward.
It'd probably frustrate me, just I'm not very tech savvy.
I don't think it would be a good idea, just in terms of data breaches and stuff like that. If there was some sort of leak, all your stuff is in one place. It's pretty centralised, so it's not diversified. It wouldn't be as well protected.
Your stuff at the moment, you're probably using your phone for lots of things, for banking anyway, aren't you?
Yes.
So why not go that extra step?
Because it would all be in the one place then. It's different in one digital wallet.
Yeah, I think it's handy because like everyone has like their phone on them all the time. So if you're able to just like pay for stuff or show your ID or something, like to have it on your phone all the time is like handy.
So you think it's handy?
Yeah, I think it's really good. And also you can just like, because you lose cards and you can lose it, but if it's on it, you only have to lose one thing.
So it'd be like a digital wallet and you're totally open to it?
Yeah, I'm really open to it. I think it's a really good idea.
Henry McKean there. Well, to speak about this plan a bit more, I'm now joined by Eoin Keary, founder of EdgeScan, and the Fine Gael MEP, Regina Doherty. You're both very welcome to this programme. Regina, how would this work exactly? Explain this to me.
So I think what this is going to do, hopefully, notwithstanding obviously the amount of negativity that you've heard there from Irish people, is going to bring government into the modern digital era. We've seen it with banking, we've seen it with travel and payments. They've all gone digital. This is just the Irish state and indeed every European state catching up to how people are already living. And as you had said at the opening of the programme, people will be able to put their driving licence, their birth certificate, marriage certificate, their EU health card. Particularly for me in the work that I'm doing, age verification with platforms, you know, so that children won't be able to see specific content. All of those kind of identity documents that we take for granted now in a physical form will be able to be put into your wallet. And it'll just make life events easier if you're applying for college grants or, you know, if you're photocopying or posting stuff and repeating forms all the time is what we have to do in real life. Now, you won't have to do that in the digital world. You'll have everything you need within your wallet. It'll mean that you can access services much faster. The interactions across departments will be smoother. There'll be less bureaucracy. And I think most crucially, this isn't being forced on anybody. It's a completely opt-in. If people want to use it and they see the benefits of it the way we do with other world, you know, industries that have changed, then obviously the state will be catching up to live alongside people in that digital space and provide services in a more efficient way.
Okay, so for you, it is the next step in digital convenience. It's totally voluntary, but I know Henry canvasses a wide range of opinions when he goes out there on the streets.
Yeah.
And that was 90% of people saying, no, wouldn't trust it.
Yeah, like I'm surprised by that genuinely. So I think we will have a body of work to do. It has obviously been tested by a group of people, a large number of people over the last while. When it does go live next year, I think what we will have to do is to make sure that we publicly issue the security statistics to make sure that people can see that they can have confidence in it the same way as they do with their wallets that they have on their phone at the moment, which they use maybe for their Revolut or their N26 transactions. The way we see our mainstream banks now coming into that digital space, the way people use all of the data that they do for booking holidays, flights, that kind of stuff. We need to instill that public confidence in this, you know, new government-related service. And that public security statistics, when we show them that and we, you know, when we publish those, I think that will probably allow people to see that there is. Also, maybe sure to make people know that they can suspend their wallet at any time that they want to, if they're, you know, if they've any issues with maybe security issues. There are also, we can prove maybe that we've had the safe test environment over the last number of months to show people that it actually has worked in real life, and to allow them maybe to see it, maybe friends, maybe our younger people using it. It'll hopefully grow in confidence. But again, I have to really, really be careful when I say this to you. It is totally opting in. Nobody is going to be made use it. All of the real life documents that we've all used for, you know, generations will still be there. But it's just for those people who want to be able to do this kind of secure activity online. The state is just catching up with the digital world the way we've seen other industries do.
Okay, Owen, would you be reassured by what Regina says there, that there are security statistics, there's been research put into this, and this is something that is not a threat to your privacy?
I think it's a balance of risk versus reward. I can understand the efficiency, the benefit of everything in the one place, etc. I totally agree with Regina in that space. As somebody that's been involved in cyber security for about 30 years, I think there's a number of things, though, that could happen. I'm not saying will happen. I think I'd be concerned around particularly some of the vox pop around security risks, around the fact of having this on your phone or even on a cloud. The idea that, you know, there are cyber criminality is a huge industry. It's a billion-dollar industry. People's phones can get hacked. People's data can be stolen if it's all in the one place. I think, obviously there's a risk there. The idea of putting stuff on the internet for individuals is really the idea of what we would term in the industry as increasing the attack surface, which means there's more to attack. The more you have on your devices, the more you have in the digital sphere, means there's more to attack. I'm not trying to be alarmist. The sky isn't falling, but there are concerns around that. There are also concerns around things like the use of the data. Not putting my tinfoil hat on to paraphrase. I would be concerned about things like profiling and surveillance. Having your life events, being able to reveal patterns about people's behavior, routines, relationships. I'd also, there are nation states which employ and leverage organizations. For example, there's a company called NSO, which has a very famous mobile phone malware called Pegasus, which was distributed widely across all nation states. I do think it could expose people. I think there needs to be questions answered around that. And then also, apart from the typical cyber risks, you also have to consider around the idea of the data. As Regina said, you can opt out. Is that data purged? In terms of consent, who holds the data? Who has right to it? Does the processor, that type of thing as well.
Okay, let me bring Regina back in there, because he's brought up a number of points there, including the cyber risks, the hackers that are out there, but also potentially a profiling risk, surveillance element in all of this.
So I think it's great actually having this conversation, so thank you. So the system is currently has been tested thoroughly. It meets the highest data protection and cybersecurity standards. But again, I think that what I have to stress is that we're not creating any new data stores. The government already has all of this information on people. And what we're doing is, and obviously people trust the governments with all of this information, and what we're allowing people to do from a consent opt-in basis is to have all that information in your hand physically, on your wallet, on your phone. The data will be encrypted from end to end. The Data Protection Commission will have absolute oversight as to what the data is used for. And yes, okay, right, we are all aware, you probably wouldn't put every single, physical document that you have in one part of your handbag and carry it around for fear that you would lose it. Those issues do need to be discussed. But again, all I can suggest to you is that Irish people, notwithstanding the people in your Vox Pop, are currently using digital wallets for a whole host of other reasons that don't have the concerns that we're talking about. What we have to do is to prove to people that, through publicly, publishing the security statistics, to make sure that we tell people about the safe test environments that we've used, and building and growing that confidence by people using it. is All the right. job of work that we will have to do over the couple of months. But again,
well, to go to that point, Owen, because I want to bring you in there. So many people have a banking app on their phone. They have Revolut in their phone. They upload their passport every time they try to check into the flight. Into a flight, we are already putting a lot of our data online, storing it on our phones, and we probably don't think twice about it.
I think that's fair. Each of those, you know, storage spaces for each of those pieces of data are managed by individual companies with individual cybersecurity budgets, and each of those pieces of data have individual risk, you know, impacts if they were disclosed. One of the things that is concerning is the combination of the convergence of that data in the one place. And if you think about it, in the age of AI and the age of the ability to profile and to disseminate data, if it's all in the one place, it can be misused. I'm not saying it will be. I'm not saying the sky is falling. But the idea would be if data is converged in one place and you can access it all from the one place, obviously the value of getting access to that to that system is much higher than it would be. It'd be much more difficult than you know to attack individual data providers as you'd have one single chest of jewels as opposed to having you know data scattered all over the place. So okay. The convergence of that data, I think, is an issue that needs to be talked about.
Regina, there's just one other point here, and I am getting so many texts into the hard shoulder about it. This is just digital ID, optional at the start, mandatory after 5 years. Another person has texted in saying this is their gateway into digital IDs. No, thank you. Not a hope of me going down that system, etc., etc. All thinking this is the EU trying to introduce digital identification for individuals.
No, so first of all, and that's why I keep repeating it, and because I think it really, really is important. First of all, the digital wallet is voluntary. The regulations were
but they're saying it's
the
a
EU
slippery
a
slope. This
ago.
Is how it starts.
I don't think so. I genuinely don't think so. I mean, this is about ease of accessing government services. It's trying to make life events easier for people, making them faster, access to the services, to have less bureaucracy. It is absolutely opt-in. It is entirely okay. owner consenting. Every single document that you already have still will be valid. You know, nobody's going to be made do anything. All we're trying to do is to catch up with people living their lives in a digital world in a safe, end-to-end, encrypted and secure way. That's all we're trying to do.
Regina Doherty-Finnegill, MEP, and Owen Keery, founder of EdgeScan, thanks for joining me on The Hard Shoulder, getting lots of texts on that. Most people, I have to say, not supportive and not comfortable with the idea, so keep your texts coming into me.
The Hard Shoulder with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.